And we're going to cover a few cases tonight, and you'll be tested on a few principles which you learnt already and a few things which you haven't. First shaila. A lady goes on the bus. She doesn't go at the front door. She has a buggy with her, so she goes on the middle door. And she's supposed to come to the front of the bus to pay for her ticket. She doesn't. Too cramped, too much of a bother, and she gets off the bus. Now, she knows she has to pay. She's over the Issa Gezel. That's called Gezel. She's just been done. The shaila is, how much does she pay? Why? What's the shaila? She does not have, or when she went on the bus, she did not have a kartisia with her. She only had cash. And the price for tickets using your cash is much more expensive than using a kartisia. She now obtains a kartisia after she's stolen from the bus company.
She owned one and just didn't have on her, or she never even owned one?
She didn't own a kartisia. She now obtains one a much later date, just before Rosh Hashanah, a few months later from the time of Geneva. And now she's searching her deeds and she realizes she's stolen. She has to do Hashavas Gezela to the Egged bus company. How much does she have to pay? Does she pay the value of a single ticket, which costs more? Or can she just give a punch on her kartisia and be yotze the tashlum of her kartisia? How much does she have to pay for the gezel that she incurred over there?
Why are you calling it gezel?
To go on the bus when you're expected to pay for the services at the time of use of services, and there's no such thing or minhag in such a service to give you credit, and you take credit without that agreement of the owner of the service, that's called the gezel.
But she was intending to pay when she
intended to pay, and then she decided not to. So when you intend to pay somebody for something and then decide not to, what's it called?
Well, it depends.
It's called gezel.
If you decide not to now, but later, that's called stashel, but it's not gezel.
She decided not to pay because it's too much of a
bother. So she was not intending to pay.
And 3 months later, she was near Rosh Hashanah and saying, "Hey, I went on a bus. I haven't paid for the services of the bus. I was over gezel. I now have to, before Rosh Hashanah, rectify that deed and pay for the gezel. How much do I pay? On the time I went on the service, I only had money with me. The cost of the ticket, let's say, is 5 shekels, 6 shekels, or 10 shekels, whatever it is. 15 shekels, the cost of the ticket using cash, 15 shekels. Now I have obtained a kartisia. Can I just give a punch, which in theory doesn't end up being 15 shekels I'm giving to them. I'm really only giving to them 13 shekels. Do I have to pay them 15 shekels out of cash, or can I give them as a payment for the gezel 13 shekels, which is the value of the punch which I'm using? That is the shaila of the woman who stole from Egged bus company.
So there sort of is a minna for this with the bus company. Like, for example, on the first bus out of the hotel on Motzei Shabbos, no one has money, and they tell them, okay, just give us 2 punches the next day. The next time you use the bus. So I think 2 punches would be, she would have to give a punch would be sufficient. I think that is a minhag, that they allow that. They don't extend credit, but when it happens, they'll take an extra punch.
Maybe that's a special dispensation for the coastal. There we do give credits. Well, and there the payment is whatever you want.
Not. My daughter tells me that many times the bus driver, when she's going home on the bus, will tell them, don't come to the front of the bus because they don't want 100 girls coming to the front of the bus. Just punch yourself twice. Have fun and tell them don't do anything. Just punch yourself twice. That's fine.
I was suggesting the pens, the Heishivas Agzela Shergaza, which is this piece. It's not a come next time, 3 months later, get Harata. But the pens, is the mitzvah a kapara for the stealer, or is it Heishiv to the Nigna? So if it's a kapara for the stealer, maybe she has to pay the full larger amount.
Heishivas Agzela Shergaza, Bishas Agzela. The din of Agazin is to pay the value of the gezel he stole at the time he stole.
I got that, but is
so what's the value?
Motivation,
is it 15 shekels or 13 shekels?
It's both. Meaning for Harvard it's 15 shekels, bus company is 13 shekels. That's what I'm saying. Meaning, so if it's a heishi for them, I would think 13 would be sufficient. Mm. But if it's the har for har, then I would suggest 15.
Right. How much would she have had to pay if she were to pay on the time of the bus journey?
15.
Dad knows how to say 15 shekels. Bus company that time would have received 15 shekels. The fact that she stole from them, what did she take away from them? What did they lose?
15 shekels.
So therefore, if you want to say, then it should be at the top, they lost out 15 shekels, yes? Or do you say, no, I'm giving them back.
Oh,
the value of the
this goes back to the case we have with the market days, with the Mondays
okay.
and Thursdays.
Right, okay. Second China. Before we answer this first China, let's ask the second China. You're in the Makolet, or you're in the supermarket, wherever you are. You're going around collecting your certain items, and hey, right, so you knock off the bottle of oil from the shelf, smashes. Adam Mod Mahalam, he's Mazik, then Shogimain owns his knife to pay for the bottle of oil he broke. It came off the shelves. How much does he pay? He goes to the cashier and he says, look, says on the bottle that it costs 30 shekels. How much did you have to pay for it? You didn't pay 30 shekels. You paid 19 shekels from the wholesale. So therefore, damages, what do I pay? Do I pay the value of what you're selling it? Or do I pay the value of how much you lost out, how much you paid for it? Wholesale or retail?
That was the case we had with the barrel of oil, where it was in dates, 50 dates in it. So they had to pay retail.
It should be retail here because they have a restocking fee. You know, their only cost is not just the cost of the product. There's the employees involved. There's the space on the shelf. There's other costs.
There's profits involved.
There's profit also,
yes.
But it's not.
So you're asking, do you pay for the profit or you don't pay for the profit?
Is it a large supermarket or a small McCulloch?
Does it make a difference or does it not make a difference? You tell me?
Yes.
Makes a difference, okay.
For the large one, again, it's a minhag that they'll say you don't need to pay anything.
Depends what market
you're in. Of course.
Which
you tell the guy, I'm sorry I broke
something. Jeff is the only one I ever heard of that does that.
No, that's not true. Not true.
Break something, you tell them, it's okay.
Go to me, we'll go try it. Tell us next time after your experience how much you had to pay. Okay, so both the silence are similar, but maybe not similar. They both say you stole something or you damaged something, you owe money, and there's two ways to look at how much you owe. How do we work it out? So let's go to the first one. Malcolm, we mentioned last week and discussed whether how we relate it to these two cases. Hagozel Eshkol Shel Tamarim. You go ahead and steal a bunch of dates. Ubar Gimel Tamarim. On Onitus Free Tamarim. In Yimka Kulam Beyachad Ein Shove Elementes Kulitus. If you sell all three of them, if the owner would have sold all three of those Tamarim together, he would have got 49 shekel. In Yimka Kulam Beyachad, if the owner would have sold them individually, Shove Chemishi, he would have got 50 shekel. So there's two ways of working out over here how much you have to pay. This is the 49 or the 50. Has such two values, so to speak. Says the halacha, Eina Meshalim Elementes. You only pay 49, the lower value. Why? Says the Gemara, says Shmuel. It's a Gezeiras HaKosev. If there's two market values out there for the item you stole or damaged, we are lenient and we give the dazlan and the mazik a leniency that he pays for the lower value that's out there. There's two ways of estimating the damage. There's two prices there, you pay the lower one. Does this therefore mean that in both our cases, she's entitled in the case of the bus to pay for the stealing of it with the Kartisya pump, and not actually pay the 15 shekels? And in the case of the oil from the supermarket, they're entitled to pay the wholesale price. Do we say, based on this halakha, based on this gezeiras hagossim, based on this concept of two values out there, to work it out, you go lenient, therefore in both our cases you'll be lenient and say you paid the lower value. Is it followed from naturally to say such a thing?
In both our cases, it's not a regular market value. Meaning kartisya is a right that you get if you have the kartisya. Not everyone has a kartisya. And certainly the store case, a lot of wholesalers only sell to companies. Only sell, you have the approved business to buy at the wholesale price. And not anyone just walk in and buy 50, jars.
But you're saying, in both cases, the woman who stole from the egghead, she has to pay cash and not kartisya, the higher value. And the man who broke the olive oil jar bottle, he has to pay retail and not herself, even though there's a lot of them, because there's a question, you must, that if there's two prices out there, you pay the cheaper one, it's not applicable in our cases, for logic which you're saying at the moment, that
is not. Kosher came the second case, the first case was Stagger.
Okay. What does everyone else know before we give you the answer?
First case cheaper, second case.
What?
First case was cheaper.
Which was the first case?
The bus case, Kassia.
As far as broken
on
the retail price,
there are
two prices, they only sell one price.
The
second case is not
good. Because it's a volume discount, just like here. It's a volume discount, like at GCR. So this is also a volume discount. So you pay the cheaper price. So I think that I can see you pay the more expensive price.
Ah, the matters, which matters, say to us, why you think that the woman who stole from Megan, she has to pay the cash and not the kartisya?
Because when she got on the bus, she intended to pay. So the chov was already established at that point. When she got off the bus and didn't pay, she has to pay back her chov. It never got paid.
Is the chov the money or the chov is
the chov is the money. She intended, she got on, okay, I'm going to pay.
What?
No, she intended to pay for it.
Yeah.
So now she has
she
a phone.
She intended to pay the ride.
It's like, it, what?
She intended to pay for the cost of the ride.
No, she intended to pay whatever they charge. She intended to pay 15 shekels. That's what she intended
she
to pay.
She would have searched through her purse and found the cartesia. She would have paid.
But she didn't have one.
She didn't, but she intended to pay for a ride, not for her.
Right, so the bus company allows you to liquidate that 15 shekels for the cartesia if you have one there.
So there was only one price at the time of the ride, which is what she was prepared to pay.
Sir, we've got two opinions of it. Let me machilia. In the case of the oil, start with that, everyone is in agreement, and I agree with you, there's no two prices over there. If there's two prices, you go for the cheaper. That's the Gezeiras HaKosher. By the bottle of oil in the supermarket, there are no two prices. Not retail or wholesale. There's no option on wholesale for people who are buying on items from the supermarkets. It's only the retail price over there. Now, of course, if you smash the bottle of oil, you have to pay the 30 shekels and not the 19 shekels, which costs the actual supermarket to buy. There's no such thing out there, and therefore, halakha l'maisa. 99% of all Dayanim say that, even though there is 1% who say that way, I'm not mabatting my doubts into that, and therefore the halakha is, in the case of the oil, you have to pay the retail value, which was the 30 shekels. There's no two. Now let's analyze the bus case. She stole from Egid. She only had cash at the time, it would have cost her 15 shekels. Now she has a kartisya too, and she wants to know, she's really only getting 30 shekels, is she yoked or not? So we have two opinions out there. Let me explain why the halakha is you can pay with the kartisya. The kartisya, the reason why, is for two reasons. Firstly, we're not interested ever, if you look at the discussions in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, We're not interested ever in the mazik, the one who's causing damage, the one stealing, what his capability at the time of is to pay. We're all interested in saying, how much did he damage the person he stole from, or the person he actually damaged? How much is the value which he damaged? You lost out. How much did you lose out? Says the Torah, when there's two ways to work out how much you lost out, you pay the lower value. Therefore, eggers, when you ask, say, you lost, a customer came on and didn't pay, how much did you lose?
They lost the cost of the gift.
We have two values. Cash is one value, Katisiyada. Both are legal tender by us, and therefore you can pay with Katisiyada. We lost the Katisiyada. We give the Katisiyada. That would also be. Let me makazik that. What happens, even she doesn't have a Katisiyada, but as she's walking towards the bus driver, she sees somebody who's holding Katisiyada. She says, can I use your Katisiyada, please? I say yes. What's the minog of eggets? They say it's non-transferable and you can't use somebody else's katisya. Or they say you can use somebody else's katisya. Oh, yeah. You know, you use it. So even at the time when she only had cash at the time, it didn't mean that there was definitely they lost out on her cash. Maybe not. Maybe she would have bumped into somebody. Maybe she used the katisya. The katisya was still a possibility for her to pay even when she didn't have cash. Even she didn't have katisya. Therefore, by the bus, there were definitely two prices available for the customer at that time, which are perfectly acceptable to Eged. And therefore, when you stole from them, and you damaged them, the halakha is you always pay the lower value of what you stole. And therefore, she can get away with giving her katisya next time a punch, extra punch, in order to rectify her very own stealing from Eged in such a case.
Nimsa chote nisko.
Maybe her to this, maybe not a fish. But the person you damaged didn't lose.
She wasn't faulty, she would have to pay 15 shekels.
Maybe not. Maybe she would have sparked Katisya on the way. And maybe not. Maybe yes.
She
didn't have a Katisya on the way. But she would have borrowed for some.
No, but she went to the
She had to pay. No, if she's paying cash, you have to pay 15 shekels. If you're paying Katisya, pay Katisya. There's no option of paying cash for 13 shekels. Eggers didn't say that's not an option, Max. Have you give us a punch? You give us 15 shekels.
If she goes on the bus on the second day of the month, and she doesn't pay, and on day three she buys a fussy. I think you're allowed to buy a fussy on the 5th or 10th of the month or something.
What the rule? I don't think it works retroactively. So therefore, she has to pay.
Let me ask you.
She has to pay. She stole by the time.
If she gets on the bus and she throws 13 shekels at the bus driver, and then she gets off, she does not have to pay those extra 2 shekels.
She has to pay those extra 2 shekels. Correct.
What she does about?
She does. There's no such thing as giving, as I said to Eric. There's no such thing as giving cash for 13 shekels. You're using the journey, you either buy a katisya, already bought a katisya, and pay with a punch, or pay 15 shekels. 13 shekels is not payment for the service.
Oh, so you're saying she has to daf for payback with a punch?
Yes.
And comes back and pays 13 shekels, but you're giving the same value.
What?
You're giving the same value.
13 shekels. A punch is 13 shekels.
But you're giving the same value though. I'm giving them the cash. What's the difference between giving the value in kartisyot or cash or diamonds?
It's not the same value.
They lose out.
It's not the same value.
They just got a question.
It's not the same value because they're taking part in a, as you say, paying. They're giving you that price because you brought back.
At some point you might get unused. You can't buy that
the profit also. In front of the batch plus one.
Okay, so let's now move on.
But back to my other case, would it be different if the person before the damage was also a store owner and had access to the wholesaler? Would he be able to pay the wholesale price?
No, because we never look at the one,
the
mazik. We're looking at the nizik. The nizik. You took away from him. What did you take away from him? Are there two values you took out? There's only one value. There's only one value for the customer, the person in the customer shop. Then you have to pay for that one value. What the real time? Okay, so now, let me throw at you three cases. Three cases all at once. first case, last week's case, we're going to reanalyze it in a different fashion. First case, last week's case, we're going to reanalyze it in a different fashion, just repeating the case. I do want comments. I'm going to throw out three cases. What are the cases? First case, you give your suit to the dry cleaner. He returns your trousers. Doesn't return your jackets. Why? He totally ruins your jackets. And for sure he has to pay for the value of the jackets. But now he's made the value of trousers less, because the trousers without jackets is not the same as trousers with the jackets. Does he have to pay for the deterioration in value for those trousers? Last week we concluded yes, we're going to repeat why, and we're going to reanalyze it. Yeah? Second case and third case, you haven't heard similar things, you decide whether, in what fashion does this fit into. You borrow somebody's Lexus car. The owner of the Lexus, the owner of the Lexus tells you, I have one key to the car. Do not lose this key. The sultan came around and he made you lose the key of the Lexus. Reuben lost the key to the Lexus of Shimon's Lexus car. The car is given back to Shimon, but the key hasn't.
How did he give the car back?
How did he give the car back? That's a whole story. He went and parked the car outside Shimon's house. He was late for Mincer, so he ran to go to Mincer, and then the key fell out of his pocket. Okay? The car is back with Shimon, but the key is not. Shimon now makes a claim against Reuben and comes to face him. Why comes to face him? Because it's quite a big claim. No key. No way of making a copy of the key. The only way to rectify this situation is to change the whole locking mechanism in the car. How much do you think that costs? Very close.
10,000 pounds.
Very close. 13,000 shekels. We are in basted. You lose the key and we have a claim against you of 13,000 shekels.
I have the same problem twice.
Does he have to pay the 13,000 shekels for fixing the car to returning it to its original state? Second shiner. He lost the key, but that caused the damage to the car. He lost the jacket, which caused the damage to the trousers. Similar, difference, or not? We'll discuss that in a second.
He lost damage to the key, forget the car.
He lost the key, damaged the key, but that damaged the car. The key itself is only worth a few hundred shekels, maybe.
No, you can't. You can't manufacture that key.
Yeah, if you have the original key, then the value of the original key to make a copy of it would only cost a few hundred shekels. Yeah? So the actual value of the key is a few hundred shekels. But that causes damage by losing the key, which is valued at a few hundred shekels. You cause the damage to the car, which is 13,000 shekels. You lose the jacket, which causes damage to the chassis. Third shiner. You're a kaplan. You're asking to retile somebody's kitchen. So you tile the kitchen. And as you finish tiling the kitchen, and you're now cleaning up, you go, boom, with your tools into one of the tiles, and smashes the tiles, one of the tiles. Now, what's this big problem? There's, you can get more tiles, just get another tile. Problem was, these tiles were bought by the owner of the house a year ago. Never got around to doing the work. The kaplan went and did the work and used all the tiles up. There's no more spare tiles for the kaplan. He goes to the supplier of tiles. This is out of stock. We do not make these tiles anymore. He searches the whole of Eretz Yisrael and sees if there's another way of recovering these Can you tell us what's that? No, they're not available. Doesn't exist this style anymore. No way of getting these tiles. Now in Basin, how much does the company have to pay? Does he have to pay the value of a tile, which is he broke, or does he have to pay the value of the whole kitchen? Because you can't have a kitchen with one tile missing. One tile missing, you damage the whole kitchen, you know, over here. And therefore, you damage the tile, which in fact has damaged the kitchen, and therefore you have to pay for a whole set of new tiles and to reinstall them all for free or not.
Well, you could put in a mismatched tile. It wouldn't be worth as much, but then you'd make a difference in value.
Okay. Three Shilas, all similar in their start. We'll see if they're similar in the end. You damage one item, it has a knock-on effect of causing a loss of money elsewhere. The jacket for the trousers, the key for the car, the tile for the kitchen. How do you relate to all these cases? Correct. Correct. That's a fact. The tiles in the kitchen. Yeah, he did his job, and then he broke it. Yes. Okay, let's say I just told you the case which happens. Let's say it was somebody else. Would it make a difference? Somebody walks in, breaks someone's tile, can't replace it. Does he have to pay for the whole kitchen? Okay.
Insurance is a deal. You lose one part of a kitchen and it all matches parts, they re-put the whole thing.
I think if I broke a tile, I'd pay the difference in value between what the kitchen is with the tile, what the kitchen is without the tile.
The other answer with the tile is, if you have a creative tableau, you could find an alternative to the same tile that will still look good. You know, come up with a way, then you put a washing station there, do something that will cost less than retiling the whole floor, and everyone's going to be happy.
Okay. So, this is, let's start off with this. You damage something which has in itself intrinsic value, which causes a damage in value to another item. Okay. What is that called? That's called Grubber. Let us see what the Sholem Meshiv answers to a Shaila that was asked for him. Hillel, save me because of the line. You, the Sholem Meshiv actually is writing a Hastoma to the Sefer of the Divrei Geonim, and he's saying to the Divrei Geonim, you brought a case in your own Sefer of Reuven Shehishul, I think for Shimon, Hishul Meshimon, based Nizmi Zahav. Reuven borrowed from Shimon two earrings, gold earrings. Yeah, a pair of gold earrings. Put one for the right ear, one for the left ear. The same show the Meizov, together they are worth Meizov, $100. The name of that was him, and you borrowed them, and you lost one of the gold earrings. Yeah. But after that, so the fish ain't no bear zook, ain't a shovel a solution. One gold earring by itself, market value is $30. But Tova Hamashul Sashim and Mizumi, the owner says, look, I had $100 worth of earrings here. You lost one of your earrings. I've only now got left. You returned something which is only $30. So how much you damaged me? You damaged me $70. You damaged me $70. You owe me $70. Vashaltan, Shaytan, Shalim Rak, Chamishim, Zuhufim. The answer said, look, I bought earrings $100. Yeah, there's two earrings $100. So what's one earring value intrinsically? Is $50. I damaged that earring. I only owe you $50. I don't owe you $70. the value of the earring I damaged for $50, it caused you to lose value on the other ring which I gave back of $20. I owe you the actual value which I damaged for $50, not the $70 of the loss.
Why doesn't he say the value of the earring is $30? I only owe you $30. You said the earring is only worth $30.
No, I agree. I received $100. I've been back. $100. We're back. We both the same amount of gold. So ticket, I bought the, each earring at that stage was a $50
earring.
Each
earring $100. See, it's $30.
Yeah, you could say that.
You're calculating. You're saying it's a ring worth $100. Each earring is worth $30. It's going to be one or the other.
No, it's definitely worth, I definitely receive $100.
One earring is a piece of gold. A pair of earrings.
So he's borrowed a pair of earrings for $100, and he's given him back one earring, which is $30. So he's lost him $70.
So let's see what he answers, whether he said like that. Mavura Hatim, says the Shoda Mishnah. So the shomer, since he's a shomer, since he borrowed it, luchuyv the shayim kol mashu shovet, he has to pay the whole value, the whole 70. To shomer mechayv the shalem I answer kol answer. If he's a shomer, then he has to pay for all the value which was lost. He got $100. He's returning $30. He has to pay $70 because he's a shomer. Why is, what does that mean? It's like we learned last week. The so said like this. And this is the same as the Shoda Mishnah over here. You damage something intrinsic value by itself. Therefore, you pay for what you damage. But if you're a shomer, even although it's a glomer, it's indirect damage for the other item, because the other item you did damage. You received, you got it back. You got the suit and jacket. You gave back the trousers. You didn't damage the trousers. You indirectly damaged the trousers. So says the Shomer, that's Groma. You're not fired for that. However, if you're a Shomer, Shomer has higher levels of responsibilities, and the Shomer has to pay even for indirect damage he makes to the item he is looking after. He looks after the item. He has to return it. Not only it, but also its value. And therefore, it's chayav on groma to any value he deteriorates to the item. So even though he returned the trousers, and it's only groma inspected the trousers and the earrings, he has to pay for the groma because he's a shomer. That's a mazik. A mazik would not have to pay because that would be sir groma. So what do we see from him? How do we learn from him? Tell me. Earrings. Can you use what earrings when you only got one earring left?
No.
Your belly button.
Not nose rings, earrings. No. Generally people have two earrings and they can't use it if there's only one. Yeah? Therefore, we see even when you receive an item and you return a part of that item you receive, which is you return it in really an unusable state, it's still called groma because you actually returned it. You called groma, you returned it because, and it's still called groma even though you can't really use it anymore. So kol shekein, in the case of the trousers and the suits, that's me groma, and therefore if you're a mazik, not a shoma, a mazik's potter from groma, not chai. If he's a shoma, shalomation, says that you're chai, shoma is chai even on gromas because he has high responsibilities, and therefore that's why we concluded last week with a Mendelssohn Franz Chiddush that said if you give your jacket and trousers suit together to them, he's a shomer on the jacket and the trousers. And you only give back the trousers and you lost the jacket, you mazik the jacket. You are groma on deteriorating the value of the trousers. But since you're a shomer, because anyone who's a dry cleaner is also automatically a shomer on the item he brings, so therefore he's not just a mazik, he's a shomer, and therefore shomer's chayav and gromas. However, if you only receive the jacket, and the trousers didn't need cleaning. You only assume on the jacket that you damaged that jacket, and your groma on the trousers where you were never assume on, then you would not be hard to pay for the deterioration and value to those trousers, because you're not a shom on the trousers then. You're just, well, a mazik on the trousers, and a mazik of groma, you're potter. That was the suck we gave from Mendel Shafran last week, based on the ksos, and we see also Shah Meshav, that when you take an item, you damage part of it, and the other part never becomes unusable, and therefore deteriorated value, but you actually return it intrinsically, you haven't damaged it in itself, you only damage its value, that's called groma, you have to hook unless you're shom.
The guy with the Lexus was showing on both the keys and the car.
So now, since we said such a concept, what's the halacha with losing the car, the key of the car to the Lexus and damaging the car by doing that? And with the tiles in the house where you smashed one of the tiles and the rest of now the kitchen gets damaged because it's not the same as it was.
Well, if the work was done right with the tiles, and he's not a shomer anymore.
Well, the tile's not a groma. Oh, it's groma on the rest of the
yes, the tile already broke. But he's going deterioration and value and use and enjoyment from the rest of the kitchen. That's a groma. Gromas, what would be the halakha in there for in the case of the key with the car, the Lexus, and the tiles and the kitchen in such
why,
a context?
Why are we saying it's a groma because I damaged the tile? Say it's not a groma because I damaged the house.
Because, let's look at the case of the Sholem Meshev. You got earrings, you received earrings, you lost the left earring, and you returned the right earring.
I didn't do anything to the right earring.
It's not usable.
I did something.
I damaged earrings. The earring is totally useless. Same as the kitchen. I took a tile, I smashed one tile. The other tiles are perfectly good. They're fine over here. Yeah, all good over there. Therefore, I haven't touched those tiles. The tiles are good. I'm going something that thing. Well, it's not usable like it was, but it's still, I think it's still more usable than the case of the earrings. Even in the case of the earrings, we're saying that it's called groma, copy the right earring, when you damage the left earring.
Well, let me ask
so
you.
I would say, what would you say? I would say.
You're potter in the house of the tiles.
No.
You can't spot in the case of the tiles.
No.
In the case of the key and the Lexus. Why are you chayev?
Because you're a
shomer. Because you're a shomer. Yep. So it should come out. The trousers. It depends whether you took the trousers to dry cleaning, whether you're a shomer or the trousers. Whether you're chayev. In the case of the Lexus car, you're chayev because you are a shomer on the car, and therefore you're chayev and gromus to the car by losing the key. And in the case of the tiles, you weren't a shomer. You're just a mazik. A mazik's not chayev and gromus. Should come out. In the case of the tiles, should be bottom. Therefore, the car, the case of the car, you're chayev. Case of the trousers, it depends. And the case of the tiles, you're off the hook. That's where we would say, now, according to the Ritzel's rule, am I right or am I wrong?
I don't understand the case of the earrings.
Okay.
I don't understand why it's groma not mazik. If you have a pair of antique dogs, and a pair of these antique dogs are worth $500,000, because it's a pair of dogs, and in the antique world, this pair of dogs worth $500,000. $1 on its own is worth $10. And somebody comes in with a hammer and smashes one of them to smithereens because he wants to do the car damage for $500,000. You're telling me he only has to pay $10.
That's what it seems to come out from
that's
the
not, dollars. That's not mazik. That's groma. That's not groma.
Groma is also mazik. Groma is also mazik. Groma is also wrong as much as a mazik.
No,
a groma is kind of a
direct damage. Why isn't it direct damage? It's a direct damage.
I didn't touch it.
You can make it be something that it isn't anymore. It's not a pair anymore.
Let me bring the proof. I take your die, I put it on a monkey, I give you the monkey back with the die. What does the Gemara say in respect to the die? I made it useless, but I don't have to pay for it because I've done groma to the die. I just made it useless. You're making something useless without damaging it physically is called groma. Not that you can get away, chotze niska. Bidu shemayim, you're fine. It means bidu shemayim, there's no difference between you and somebody who takes a sledgehammer and smashes somebody's car up. No difference. Bidu shemayim.
Was it worse?
Just Basin hasn't got the ability to collect. It's bidu shemayim.
Was it worse than shemayim then? You haven't. paid for it at all while a mazik you have
to. It's much worse, because if you don't fulfill your responsibility to the shamayim, then you're definitely not off the hook. If you in basin, if you're chayv in basin, at least you, even if you didn't want to, you paid at the end, you've fulfilled your responsibility. If you only chayv with the shamayim and you don't do it,
so by grum is a person
to voluntarily for such a thing.
So by grum is a person to voluntarily pay to avoid the shamayim?
Correct, of course. Chayv b'dei shamayim is not like it's a nice thing. Any yom kippur lachaper for beres bein otam lachapera. This is them.
Where is the limit? If you borrow a machine which has an engine in it, and you damage the engine. So you need to wait for the engine. Turns out this engine is no longer available.
Okay, so where do we draw the line? How do we draw the line? Let us analyze.
Like if you only borrow the key and never borrow the car, and the key in the car case.
Yes, so then you're gone.
Yeah. The same as this.
Yeah. So let us analyze. How far do you take such a concept? You borrow an item, you give half of it back. Oh, you gave half of it back! You're damaging half you're giving back, it's only gone on, you're only fed up. How far do you take such a concept? If you take it too far, then alright, took the table, cut it in half, smashed it to the ribbons, half of it, the other half I give back. Oh, and you damaged half the table. How far do you take it? Let's analyze the Gemara. Number three. Says the Gemara. And Baba come and
Lunhei. Oh, you can cut it in half and give back both halves. Yom Kadaka
Mazika Mashamas Masha Hazika. There's a rule in damage. If you damage, you have to pay for what you damage. That's obvious. Okay. Ketzer, so how do you do that? Mashamas Masha Hazika. Okay, you work out how much you damage. So how do you do that? Shaman Beisar, Beosu Sada, Kama Hoysi Yopa, Kama Yopa. Well, you go to a field and they got a crop of non-Schmitter carrots, and you go ahead and you take 10 carrots and damage those 10 carrots for groaning in the ground. So how much do you have to pay? Well, you know how much you have to pay? You work out the value of the field with 100 carrots, and now you work out the value of the field with 94 carrots, and therefore you want to pay the difference in price. Okay? So we see, we don't look at each carrot by itself, we look at the whole field. You not just damage the 10 carats which you took, you damaged the whole field of 100 carats by taking the 10 carats. Yeah? Then we look at the whole thing. Rav Shimon says no. After the famous Gemurim Mishar Beskun, if what you ate was fully ripe produce, then you damaged only the carats you ate. If it's fully ripe carats, then you pay 10 carats. You don't pay the deterioration in value of the field that you made to the 100. If it wasn't right, then you pay. It's gone down from 100. The field's gone down from 100 carats to 90 carats. So that value difference you have to pay. But if it's fully ripe and fully mature, then you don't pay for the whole field. You only pay for what you took. What do we see from here? Says the Chazanish. He wants to show you a way of working out. When do you look at it as individually damaging this item and called Groma copy the rest? And when do you look at, no, you damaged it, you damaged the whole thing, even though you only affected half of it. Says the Chazanish, a very important rule. Lo domi l'kliya behema. Produce is not comparable to an animal and a chair and a table. The value of a chair and a table or animal, its value is the fact that it's an animal, it's a cow. I don't say its value is because it's got many parts stuck together. You know why it's valuable, this cow? Because it's got two legs, it's got four legs, and it's got a head, and it's got a shoulder, and it's got a liver. Oh, and therefore the price of this liver and the head and everything builds up the value. We don't look at the individual value. It's a cow. That's it. One item called the cow. The shame of sorcerer, have you cleave, have you blessed behema? In its entirety, it's one entity. It's called a cow. For kolchelik einakli, the leg is not in itself a separate item that has any chashivas. The hezek nasa behefet chelik menes. You can't say, you damaged just the leg of the animal. You know, you chopped off the leg of the cow, you only have to pay for the leg of the cow, not for the fact the cow can't, it's only got three legs, that you don't pay. You only pay for the fact you damaged the leg. How much does the leg cost? Oh, that's something. You don't do that. You chop off the leg of the cow, you pay for the deterioration and value of the whole cow, not just the leg. The cow itself is one item. I will offer to warm in a sack. But you go to somebody's shop, and you take out of his bag of a kilo of potatoes, you take out one potato, ain't showman called a sack. You don't say, well, how much is the value of the bag of potatoes gone down? You don't do that. Shame sack, kona, shame the utter. You don't say, well, the sack of potatoes is its own entity, oh, its own consumers, it's one item, and then for taking one potato, you damage the whole sack. You don't look at it like that. And a cold garina, garina bifteyatsum. Each and every potato has its own individuality and importance by itself. Bim oklam in a sack, mishamis marsha oklam. If you eat a potato from a sack, you only pay for the potato yet. In Tsar Tsar to Tsar Tsar.
What did you do with the first of the last day? What? About the men test glucose. The three tomorrow.
That has in itself the same value.
Why aren't the earrings, which have a value that is a pair of earrings, why aren't they considered?
So, what do we see from the Chazanish? When do we look as you damage a part and therefore consider you damage the whole? And when you look, you damage the part, you only damage the part, the whole you indirectly damage. When do we connect the two, and when do we say it's separate? How do you understand from the words I said to Chazanish, or in simple English, the definitions of when you say one, when you say the other?
When it's the value of the item is because of its, the whole thing, then you have to consider if you damage the part, you damage the whole thing. What do you call earrings in Canada? When you go to the supermarket, you don't buy a pair of earrings. You don't buy an earring.
You just said an extra word, didn't you?
You called an earring.
You just said an extra word. You said the word then. You just brought a riot connected to what you just said.
No,
yes, you did. Ha Gufa, from you yourself, you are a steer in the
Nea
Ben. Tell me why.
So what is a set of compasses? So the one thing means a set of compasses. That's what it's called, because that's what it is. That's its name, because that's what it is, a set of compasses.
So, has anyone got saying in English what is the definitions over here?
But he said it.
Yeah, he said it. No, what did he say?
His name has changed. It's no longer considered the same item. A car is still a car without the key. An earring is still an earring without its pair. But what's an example of something that's not the same?
The jacket or the pants is a suit.
It's not a suit. A pants without a jacket is not a suit.
No, but pants with a jacket is a suit.
Correct. And
so you damage my suit.
Correct. That's a bigger damage. That would be considered a bigger issue.
So, you should be higher.
So let's say the definition straight out. You're all right. And then we'll analyze it to the cases. If even when it's together, it has hashivas to be called by itself, then it's called separate. And therefore, when you damage one, it's opposite the other. What does that mean?
The opposite way.
A pair of earrings. Yes? Earrings, pair. Give me it. When there's a left earring on the shayish over there. He said, can you pass me my earring? Yeah? So it has a shame in itself, even when it's not together with the other item, that means it has its own chashivas and its own name, even when it's not together.
Okay,
and so therefore, when you damage it, you pay for it, and if it makes a damage to the other item, it's called grommet to the other item.
So when I get in the car and I say, please close the door, is that door a separate item?
More than that, the earring, one earring, you put in the earring, I'm using the actual, I can use the actual earring in this sketch. She says, I don't, because it looks silly. Yeah? I still have to use it.
What about a pair of shoes?
So therefore, we see from the Sholem Meshiv, we saw from the Sholem Meshiv, that the earring is a level where we say they have still intrinsically the individuality, even when it's part of a pair.
Sholem Meshiv says this?
Yeah, by the earrings, yes. By the earrings, he says it's only wrong. To lose one, rub it up. It's not damaging the whole. Whereas with the animal, with the leg of the animal, you don't say, well, can you pass me the right leg of the cow, please? I want the right leg of the cow to be over here. Can you move the right leg of the cow, please?
The cow is dead?
No,
you say that all the time.
No, it's a live cow. A walking cow, and you say, I'm, for picture purposes, I'm making a picture over here. It's a very special cow. It's his birthday. I mean, I want him to, can you please, the photographer says, can you please move the right leg over there? No, he doesn't. So can you move the cow forward? It doesn't. Individuality is lost when it's part of a whole. If it loses its individuality when it's part of a whole, then it has no intrinsic shame itself. You damage it, it's like damaging the whole item. So therefore,
it's a leg of a cow. It's not a leg. It's a leg of a cow.
So there, now, relate the definitions to our three cases. And with here we have to finish. Rabbi wants to finish the page. We'll finish with the Maskoma. Relate the definition. What do you say? What would you say the halacha is in the case? Let's go. Which one I should choose first? Let's see. The case of the
suit.
The suit.
Each thing has its own intrinsic value. Pants called pants.
Suit. What do you say the name of the suit is?
We're talking about.
You lose the jacket.
You gave him both.
I'm not talking about the showman. I'm talking about you gave just the jacket in to clean. You kept the trousers back at home. You damaged the jacket? Is that like, oh, you damaged the whole suit? You have to pay for the whole suit?
No, just the jacket.
Or you damaged just the jacket?
And
it's grown up with the trousers. Is it the cow? Where you're saying you damaged the whole thing? Or is it the earrings?
Earrings.
Yeah, it's the earrings. And therefore, if you're just a mazik, you're potter, because it's grown up, with the autumn, you're potter on the trousers, unless you have the din of shoma, unless you've got the trousers in, but if you're just a mazik, you only got the suit, as Memento Shabbat actually baskin. If you're just a mazik, you're put on the trousers, but if you actually took the trousers as well as being a shoma, then you're chayav. Why? Because the jacket to the trousers, like the right earring to the left earring, they, even when they're together, they have their own shame by themselves. And therefore, when you damage one, you're damaging it, and only grom a puppy lover. It's not like the case of the cat. So the suit is clear to everybody.
There's a market for just pants. And there is such a thing as just having pants. If there wasn't such a thing, if people never ever wore pants, they only bought a suit, then you'd have the jacket part of the suit and the pants part of the suit. There were two parts of one entity. But since people buy pants individually,
there are markets for car parts too.
Those are.
Don't tell you on that, because we see even by the earrings, where no one buys just one earring. But even you ever buy a pair of earrings, but still, since, even when it's a pair, they have, you've got the left earring, the right earring, they have their own individuality, even when they're together. It doesn't matter what people do or not, therefore it's called glomo, you damage one and copy the other. It's not like the cow. Even the earrings is not like the cow. The crossbow, the trousers, and the
end of the
now, let's move to our cases rather than talk about other cases. Yeah. Now, let's move to the car.
The keys also have its own value. The keys have an intrinsic value. 300 shekel, we said. So it should be only grammar.
The keys? How do you look at the keys?
These are a shomer case.
No,
without
not a shomer.
The shomer.
If it's not
what's
a shomer,
the case?
Someone damaged someone else's keys.
Put the keys and throw it down the drain.
It should be grammar.
It has no individual value, right?
It has individual value.
with regards to that car.
No, it has the key. It's not by itself.
Is it like the rings, the right ring and the left ring? Or is it like the cow?
It's like the rings. It's like the earring.
The ring or the cow?
Ring.
Ring.
Cow.
Ring. Cow.
Earring.
Cow or ring?
Ring.
I hear it. You say cow, you say cow, you say ring.
Ring.
Without the car, it's ring. Nothing. It's the
cow ring.
But it is.
The key has unit shekel value. You said that. It's called the key. Has its own shame.
It's only cum is because of the car.
No, oh, you could use it for opening bottles.
Opening bottles.
So let me ask you like this. So let me ask you like this. Let me ask you like this. You're all wrong. How can you be all wrong? There's only two options. Then there's a third option. There's a third option. The key in respect to the car is like the earrings, correct? The key in respect to the lock, what is its relationship?
Like the earrings.
Like the earrings or the cow? The
earrings.
The key to the lock.
You have a key.
The key and the lock. The key and the lock. Think before you talk. The key and the lock. Let's hold the spring of the lock. The spring of the lock to the lock. What's that? It's like the cow?
Yeah.
The key of the lock is like the cow?
Yeah.
So the key in relation to the lock is like the cow. The key in relation to the car is like the...
I agree.
Yeah?
In our cases, we're talking about the lock.
Therefore, you're wrong, Ruben, you're wrong, and Shimon, you're wrong. You'd have to pay for the whole miraculous. Because that's the whole car. That's the whole thing. That's definitely a glom atop of the car. But the lock of the door, which you damage, because by losing the key, it's like losing the spring of the lock. If you take a spring out of the lock, you definitely damage the lock and the door of that. And therefore that value would have to pay.
Why is it the spring of the lock? It's not the spring of the lock.
It has
no separate essence.
No, it's not. It has no essence.
That one key
does. It's only...
This only applies to one key.
And the last case.
This only applies to one key.
And the last case.
You can buy a key for 300 shekels.
Fine, you can buy a spring for 5 shekels. But by taking the spring out and just therefore making the lock used, you've damaged the whole lock. By taking the key, you've damaged the whole lock. Okay. Last case. What's the din of the tiles?
It's called the floor.
Tiles of the kitchen.
Yeah, it's called the floor. It's
called the floor.
The floor.
I say it's called that. If I took a jackhammer...
Is it like the cow, or is it like the ring?
The earrings, well, the earrings also.
The ring.
No, it's a ring. There's 17 tiles on the floor. One of them.
If I took a jackhammer...
But they're in the ground.
...made a 10-inch wide hole in your external wall, did you say I only have to pay for the bricks?
I haven't made the whole kitchen useless by that in one time.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's been done before.
If I take the picture of which Churchill drew of the horse, the famous picture. You know Churchill? Famous painter. Churchill the painter.
Not the Prime Minister of England.
Yeah, I haven't heard of Churchill the painter, famous English painter. Okay. He has a famous picture of the horse. I go up to that horse and I take a little white rock. And I go to the nose of the horse and I paint over the nose of the horse. Oh, I've only damaged the nose of the horse. I don't have to pay for the rest of the painting. Or you muzzick the whole painting.
Muzzick the whole painting.
Says the basin on the din of the tiles. You come into somebody's kitchen. Nice picture in front of you. The tiles. The picture. You take a bit of the picture and you smash one tile. You smash the whole picture. You smash the whole picture. And that's
I agree.
But they have to dig it.
You have to dig it to put the value.
That you've passed it, you smashed the picture, the whole kitchen. And therefore you're mechuyev if you can't replace the actual tile to its original state, you're mechuyev to replace all the tiles.
No, it's only been recruited to pay the difference in value. It's only been recruited to pay the difference in value.
Have a Gamma Chasima Tova. I think the next time we're learning, because I don't think you got super issue, will be next month. I think. In Cheshvan.